Well, I was in the Falklands in 82 with 3 Commando Brigade, and I was the commanding officer of the headquarters and signal squadron, which was basically the support element for the headquarters staff, provided their communications, which is obvious, but also their tents, beds, and their laundry, general factotum, really.
And then the wheel turns its full circle, and you get promoted, and you come back here to deal once again as the commanding officer.
Yeah, that was after my tour in Italy, where I was working with the United States 6th Fleet and their Marines, which was great fun. Learnt a lot. And then, yeah, came back here as CO.
And when you arrived here in Deal, can you sort of explain what the setup here was?
Oh, it was a lot of activity. We had the juniors, who were the young men, and the staff band, who were the older men. And it was gorgeous, because one used to wake up in the morning to proper bugle calls, and then normally around about 7:30 in the morning, the guys were out on the parade ground practicing their music for whatever was upcoming, and it was really good. In those days, security was only marginal. It was civilian organized people just checking passes to allow people through the gates in the various barracks.
Probably fair to say that not regarded as a likely target.
No, it wasn't. And indeed, the precautions reflected that. It was a huge area. We had north barracks, south barracks, east barracks. I mean, east barracks is where the bands were basically located, and they had the instruction rooms and the practice rooms and so on and so forth. They also had a small parade ground on which they could manoeuvre if they wanted to. And south barracks was the biggest one, where we indeed lived, and the big drill shed there, and a huge parade ground, and the boys lived either side of that parade ground, and used to be subject to inspections at 7:30 in the morning, poor kids.